let's talk about this former locked up so-called trans person who was in jail. She has a lot to, wait a minute, did I just say she? Now I'm getting caught up in their mess.
Marathon falls, politics, culture, religion, what is the vision?
Welcome to Random Thoughts, Rayshawn Blyden here. I never called them she. I can't believe I slipped like that. I never do that. Never do that. Okay, anyway, let's get straight into this. So-called trans women are being locked up. I'm locked up. I can't help myself. In women's prisons, one former inmate is speaking out. This week, a former inmate turned women's rights advocate revealed how predators are taking advantage of policies that allow transgender people to be imprisoned in facilities that align with their gender identity instead of their biological sex. You know, if I was a bad person who did crimes and I was going to be locked up and I had a choice to be locked up with other men who will probably try to kick my butt and do other things, sagging pants, I would probably say, hey man, just call me Dylan or Janie, or whatever his name is. Anyway, you can't blame them. If the evil, stupid system is allowing them to slip through the cracks and be able to stay in prison with women and have all of the Amy, I can't even pronounce the name, Ishikawa spoke on the issue with women's sports advocate Riley Gaines on her podcast, Gaines for Girls. A large percentage of the people who are transferring to women's prisons are individuals the state has had time keeping safe because of their status that's not trans related. Status with the gangs being informants, just very problematic individuals. So they're coming from these level four men's prisons, their maximum security, and entering women's general population. I say entering women's general population, which is completely not segregated. She explained, adding that women's prisons are like a gold mine for men who are locked up but can't help myself to pretending to be women. Do you hear that, Planet Fitness? Do you hear that? Hello. Hashtag boycott Planet Fitness. She pointed out here, I don't even know if Aisha, I can't pronounce the name, I'm going to guess it's a he, pointed out that there have been reports of male condoms, you don't say, dispensers being installed in female prisons, as well as reports of women becoming pregnant. You don't say. This has never been a problem before, clearly because women don't have penises, she said. You don't say. In 2021, Matt covered how two female inmates at Edna Maha became pregnant after sleeping with transgender inmates. It was later revealed that the two prisoners slept with the same inmate, Demi Minor. If it wasn't so tragic, it would be funny. Shortly after, Minor was moved to a men's prison, which Town Hall reported Minor's former foster mother, Wanda Broach Butts, told the New York Post in an interview that he's not actually transgender. You don't say, really now? Interesting. I think all this about him being transgender is a ploy, she said to the Post. He's manipulating people to get a better situation for himself and to get... He's learned the language to use. He's dangerous and he's a psychopath. This year, a female inmate at a women's correction facility in New York filed a lawsuit alleging that a male inmate who claimed to be transgender raped her. Also shared her concerns, also shared concerns about men and women's prisons in an interview with the Independent Women's Forum, that's IWF. He was incarcerated at Central California's Women's Facility, the CCWF, for 5 years. Now, as the head of the nonprofit organization, she keeps in touch. I'm so confused. I don't know any of the players here. I don't know if it's actual biological woman or what. No clue. She keeps in touch with hundreds of female inmates. In 2021, after California governor, what's Trump's new name for him? The nickname that drove that one guy, Gavin... I can't. If anyone knows that new nickname that Trump has for Gavin Newsom, please let me know in the comments below. It was so good. I did a story on it, or shorts, I can't remember. Anyway, signed into law SB 132 legislation that allowed men prisoners to transfer into women's prison, so that became receiving letters, emails, and phone calls from incarcerated women being harmed by this policy. There was so much despair and hopelessness, and it was really intense. I reached out to other organizations, the larger organizations that would characteristically help women, and the pushback I got was very surprising. Iowa, told the IWF. No one wanted to talk about it. And the people who did want to talk about it told me I needed to get educated and learn the language. Someone actually told me that I needed to be careful, and I didn't care then because it didn't feel political. It felt like a human rights issue, and I still don't care because it is human rights issue. Let's see. I think this is a person. Yeah, this is definitely a he. It's a he.
This isn't a free world. This is a carceral setting. So there have to be definitions. There have to be boundaries, and they have to be definitive. If you can't say what a woman is, then anything goes. And in this setting, anything will go and will be taken advantage of fully.
Okay. So anyway, what do you think about this? I mean, I hate to... Let's see. There was a content creator I was watching the other day, and essentially, it was this black woman. It was a lot of black people there, a lot of, you know, black people who said that they're now voting for Trump. And I can see that the tide is definitely turning, because on this very platform here of YouTube, when I recommended content on my feed, content that's recommended to me, I am seeing a lot of conservative black people on here. That's never happened before. It's noticeable. There was always, you know, like Officer Tatum, he was always around And I haven't seen The Doctor of Common Sense forever, but it's been not many of them. But what I'm trying to say is a lot of black people are very much in tune with what's going on now. And I'm seeing, and I watch some of the content, and some of them are very good. Small channels to medium-sized, small like mine's my channel. Please do subscribe, like, share, and help the channel grow. And anyway, so I'm glad the tide is turning, but what happened, the black woman was saying that she voted for Biden, and she was upset about the illegal immigrants taking, resources and money away from black people. And so the black man stopped her and said, who did you vote for? Well, she didn't say she voted for Biden at first. Oh, yes, she did. But then the black man, he reiterated and said, so who did you vote for? And when she said Biden, he said, paraphrase. He said, you're part of the problem. It's your fault. It's your fault, is what he said. And he's not wrong. And it's your fault for voting for these psychopaths who will want to allow things like this, women being endangered by biological men. Hear that, Planet Fitness? It's sick stuff. There was some law in New York about something with to do with corpse. I can't even remember the story, but it's just evil, sick people. I'm glad the people are waking up. This is why they're fighting tooth and nail to get Trump in jail or worse, because they know that people are waking up and it's going to be the largest landslide in American history. I'm predicting that. Unless they try to do something, and I don't even want to even suggest it. But anyway, that's all I got. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. And we'll see you next time.
Random thoughts, politics.